Our Father, Lord in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, everybody. You have a copy of the agenda. There is no amendments to it. Can I have a motion, please?
Mr. President, I make a motion we approve the agenda for Sussex County Council for July the 22nd, 2008, as in printed form.
Second.
Moved and second that we approve the agenda as printed. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. You have minutes in printed form for June the 24th. Any corrections or additions? Being none, motion please.
Make a motion to approve the minutes for June the 24th as presented.
Second.
It's moved and second that we approve the minutes for June 24th as printed. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
You also have a copy of July 15th minutes in printed form. Any
so moved, July the 15th minutes.
Okay, I guess everything hunky-dory with them too. Second, please.
Second.
It's moved.
We're
on today. Yeah. Wow. That's a red letter day, right? Everybody get their money on that, all that good stuff, right? Yeah. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dix?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Correspondence, Jim, do you have it?
We've got several items this morning. First, a thank you note from Habitat thanking Council for their support for the two building projects that are going on in Concord Village.
Yay.
A letter from Ducks Unlimited thanking Council for support of the Ducks Unlimited Green Wing project, which involves education about conservation for youth. And they had 1,300 people at the event that was hosted on April 12th. And over the past few years, they've had about 9,000 children and their families participate in that event. Letter from Del Tech thanking Council for sponsoring a table at the Spring Gala. An email from Ed Lewandowski, Center for the Inland Bays, thanking Council for making a funding grant to them and renewing the occupancy agreement at the James Farm for an additional 5 years. An email from looks like Bill Layton, who toured the EOC facility and basically said county residents are fortunate to have such dedicated dispatchers protecting their lives and property at this facility. Another email concerning the EOC tour from a Drake Bird, thanking Mr. Thomas for the tour and basically praising the facility and the dedicated staff. A letter from the University of Delaware Small Business Development Center thanking Council for a donation that they will use for their small business counseling service. A letter from the Bridgeville Public Library thanking Council for financial support of their new building project. That's all the correspondence.
Any other correspondence from any of the Council? Jim, it's good to see you back, too.
Thank you.
Dave, good morning.
Good morning. The first item is a employee of the quarter, and our employees have selected Mr. David D. Elliott, who is here today. Come on up, Dave, if you like. And
come on up. We're gonna put you on the hot spot here just for a minute. You're fortunate that you're in a good position, not like some of the other, like Mike and Lawrence and those guys, when they get up there.
Dave works as a mechanic, too, in the Buildings and Grounds Maintenance Department at the airport, and he's supervised by Ray Webb. He started with the county on December 16th, 2006. The employees that nominated him noted that he has initiated different procedures and tactics that have not only saved the county money, but have saved valuable downtime for our vehicles. He's reorganized the shop to have a professional look and feel to it. He set it up so that employees can, he has a tight scheduling program for employees with vehicles to be serviced, and he's willing to handle difficult tasks and repairs. For instance, he saved the county over $1,100 by repairing a transmission in-house instead of having it done on the outside. One of the benefits of the employee of the quarter is a parking spot, and he donated that parking spot for 3 months to an employee who's expecting, another employee who is expecting. And we have a tribute for Dave, and my copy of it. The tribute is Sussex County Council. Be it hereby known to all that the Sussex County Council commends David D. Elliott, Sussex County Employee of the Quarter, second quarter 2008. The Sussex County Council extends its thanks and congratulations and directs this tribute to be presented to David D. Elliott on the 22nd day of July 2008. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Would you like to say anything? Nope. Yes?
I don't have a whole lot to say. I appreciate everything. I tried my best.
Absolutely. We got a huge amount of vehicles sitting out there, to say the least. And I know you don't have to worry about a parking spot. That's for sure. That's one of the benefits of being where you are.
That's true.
Mr. Dukes is going to present everything to you.
Stuffy in here.
David, I want to thank you on behalf of the council for working on behalf of the council and saving the county money with your talent of in the mechanical shop. And it's quite an honor to be selected by your peers. I've never had that honor from my peers. maybe after I leave, maybe they might recognize something, I don't know. To be selected by the people you work with, it says a lot for you. And I will present you with this clock.
We'll name a building after him.
And then also a copy of this
We'll name
tribute.
A building after him.
And just thank you on behalf of the council for the great job you're doing.
I know you're doing just
good luck. And I think Chip wants to turn around and get a picture of you. Be done, Chip.
Yes.
Congratulations, Dave.
Yeah, congratulations.
Next one, we got one pretty person of the three of you over there anyway.
The next item is the District 3 Little League World Series, and we are pleased to announce that the county, or the District 3 Little League World Series will again be hosted in Sussex County. There is a Sussex team and four international teams, as well as five United States teams. And ESPN will televise the last game live. And with us today, we have Mr. Martin Donovan, and explain about the tournament.
I haven't seen this happen in a while. Good morning. I'm Martin Donovan from Delaware District 3, Little League, and Senior Softball World Series. I won't be long, but I want to start by thanking you for the support you guys have given us over the past 4 years running this series. PD put on your desk this morning some sponsorship things that we give to our sponsors. And she's reminded me to tell you that this is Russell Athletic sponsorship that provides these items to the World Series that they have with Little League International. 2007 World Series was a great success. It was the first for us. We had ESPN, and that was a real experience. And the game was tape delayed. It was live on ESPNU and ESPN 360, which I didn't even know they existed. But it was tape delayed on ESPN 2 weeks on a Tuesday after the event. And according to ESPN, they had 240,000 people watch it. As Dave said, the 2008 Senior Softball World Series final on August 9th has been moved to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so ESPN could do it live. If we have 240,000 people on a Tuesday afternoon, I don't have a clue what 4 o'clock live on ESPN2 is going to bring.
Absolutely.
But that's put us in a different environment. We're now on the national stage. We've become an event. One of the things we pride ourselves in is showing off our county and our state to the, what used to be the country, but now it's a world. But we couldn't do it without sponsors like the county council. I have a World Series committee that encompasses 50 to 60 people that meet year-round. Every league in District 3 provides volunteers. And Lioness, BB Medical Center, the ambulances, paramedics, state police, bus drivers, Roxana, fire company. We even got sheriff's office involved last year. They had to guard ESPN equipment for us. To date, the U.S., as Dave said, the U.S. teams come from the East, South, Southwest, Midwest, West, and our host team. Representing a host team this year that just won last Friday night is Laurel. So they're back to try to do better than third.
Third year in a row, isn't it?
Well, they were represented the first time in 2004, and then Nanticoke got a Seaford in 2003, and then it's been Laurel ever since. So Nanticoke did 2000, when they played, they finished second and almost won it. So Laurel was still trying to get tied Nanticoke. The international teams we get from Latin America, Asia Pacific, and Canada, and right now we know the Philippines is going to represent Asia Pacific. They've won. The last two or three years has been a real trying time for them because they couldn't get their visas to get in the country. But they're guaranteeing us this year they'll be here. And Puerto Rico, we know, is representing Latin America. So one thing that's happening this year that's kind of neat is that one of the umpires coming from Florida actually played Little League in Lower Sussex Little League Complex. So it's a homecoming for him, and he's come to see his family. But the umpires also come from all over the world. Carl Freeman's Associates has been, and Foundation has been with us, and they've, of course, in these trying times, it's been very tough on them. How long they'll be with us, I don't know, but we can't say anything but good things about them. I want to thank you for your past support and your support for this year. And we are all invited to come to the opening ceremonies on August 3rd.
3:30.
And we have a party for the girls on a Tuesday. And if you really want to see how much this is, come out Tuesday night with the girls. And when Vance gives us watermelon, and I don't think some of them's ever seen watermelon before, but it's really a good time. But you're invited to that also. So I'd like to thank you for your support and hope to see you at the series.
Martin, I know there's still some from Sussex County on the local level. There's still some teams. You know, I know Woodbridge won the state champion at 11, 12-year-olders, and there's still
We've got a state tournament going on in Lewis, major boys from Georgetown Mills or Georgetown, and then the other ones are getting ready to start this week. This has been a busy 2 weeks.
Absolutely, pressure's on now.
Right? Now pressure's going off from local, is going on national now.
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
Yep. Thank you.
Hang on a minute, Mark. We got a check for you. We don't want you to go away, feel rejected. On behalf of Council, Martin, I do appreciate it. I've known you a long time. I've been through a lot of ball games with you, and I know you guys do a great job. I know the music band shows up, and Dale and I will be there on a motorcycle.
Okay. Oh, my God.
So we'll be here. Cool. Thank you very much.
Best wish.
And I appreciate all the volunteers. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Dave.
The next item is a repeat of an item from last week. Last week, you heard a request under additional business to waive a $400 application fee for a variance for a sign violation. To properly handle it, a vote was taken under additional business, but it wasn't on the agenda. So to properly handle it, what we are suggesting is that you re-vote again this week.
Okay.
The motion last week was to waive the application fee for a variance. The fee was $400 to be filed by the Roxana Methodist Church.
Okay. Motion done.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Move second that we approve the waiver of the fee for the Board of Adjustments. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Okay, and then the administrator's report, first item, Sussex County Source Water Ordinance, as per the attached letter from Catherine Bunning Howarth from the Delaware Department of Natural Resources, Sussex County Source Water Protection Ordinance quote, meets the requirements of the Delaware Source Water Protection Law, unquote. As noted in the letter, the state of Delaware will provide maps regarding changes to wellhead protection areas. City of Rehoboth Beach wastewater study meetings. The City of Rehoboth Beach has announced a series of meetings to study wastewater options for their treatment system. Last night, the City Commission heard a report from Dr. William Allman from the University of Delaware regarding the ocean outfall option. At a future meeting, separate reports will be heard regarding spray irrigation and other concerns. The city is planning on submitting a request for proposals to wastewater providers for land application treatment options. Mr. Rizzo and myself attended the meeting last night, and we've agreed to continue to participate and assist where we can. Again, the county's with Dewey Beach and Henlopen, about 35% to 40% of the flow that the City of Rehoboth treats is county sewer districts. Then the last item, State Task Force to review Borough Pit rules and regulations. Attached is a copy of House Concurrent Resolution Number 73 that establishes a task force to review Borough Pit rules and regulations. Mr. Lawrence Lank will be serving as the county's representative on this task force, and Mr. Shane Abbott will be our alternate. And that was it. I did want to wish the three councilmen the best of luck, and I've enjoyed working with all five councilmen, of course. But we certainly will miss you.
I'm not leaving today, Mr. Baker. We'll be around a while.
No,
maybe another 5 months.
You got another 5 or 6 months put up with. Yeah. Any other questions for Mr. Baker? Eddie, good morning. Ira and Alan. That's your backup force, Eddie? Ira and Eddie. Good morning.
Morning. Several years ago, we established a program in Sussex County in conjunction with the Delaware Manufactured Housing Association to identify and aggressively seek the removal of abandoned manufactured homes throughout the county. This, over a period of time, had become a serious problem, and it still is today in some areas. But we have, since 2001, assisted with the removal of over 120-some units throughout the county. We've done this in part through the financial assistance of the Delaware Manufactured Housing Association, and without them, we certainly wouldn't have been able to accomplish what we have. We don't always help financially with these situations. If people are able to afford to do it on their own, we simply help facilitate it. We put them in contact with the different contractors throughout the county that do this, and then we follow them through the process to make sure they complete it. But there are a number of cases throughout the county where people simply could not afford to do this on their own. And when we determine that that is the case, then we offer financial assistance through a loan. And it's that part of the program that the Delaware Manufactured Housing Association has been a big help to us by helping provide some funding for this. And I'd like to call Lori Rigby forward. She's the Executive Director of Delaware Manufactured Housing Association.
Good morning. Good morning. Could you just state your name real quick?
I'm Lori Rigby, Executive Director of First State Manufactured Housing Association.
We've been very successful with this program, and as you all are aware, the budget this time around has tightened up considerably, but First State Manufactured Housing Association has offered to step forward again this year and give us some assistance. And with that, I'll turn it over to Lori.
We very much appreciate this very worthy program and working with the county. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to work with the folks in the county. And the assessment, enforcement, the inspectors, certainly the constable. We do encourage responsible removal and demolition of homes. We don't want old abandoned homes to be cluttering and unsightly and in the interest of that partnership and maintaining the beauty and quality of life in Sussex County, we're very happy to, through the generosity of my members in the association, we're going to offer $3,000 to help with that program.
We certainly
until
do.
We meet again.
We certainly do appreciate it, because when this program started, it is a huge problem, and it's going to take a while to do it, and hopefully someday, I don't know, we were having issues with the solid waste people and some of the issues and things. I think if we could even advance some of those things through solid waste, it would make it even reasonabler that we could haul them in one piece instead of busting them up on site and doing a few things like that. I think that would be another huge cost savings. You can haul a mess of them if they would get somebody else to do it there at the site. I really appreciate you can tell your membership that we do thank you.
Come down and accept this on behalf of council.
You can check to someone else.
They're going to snatch it away from me as soon as I get it. I can tell you that right now.
How many homes?
He's not going anywhere.
How many homes did you say we've?
Over 120.
Over 120.
Since 2001.
Yeah. And there's been 13 since we were last invited here. Yeah.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lori.
It's made after me.
Hal, good morning.